Now, two decades after the Shaw trial, Jim Garrison finally tells his own story. He pieces together his thesis that President Kennedy was the victim of a conspiracy and cover-up involving elements of the CIA, the FBI, and state and local officials, all of them hell-bent on reversing the president's bold moves to lessen the tensions of the Cold War.
Every major move he made, and I'm saying move, not words, on this day he was sworn in, was written for him by members of staff. I mean, every major decision he made as president was toward ending the Cold War. So if you hear anybody describe him with a straight face as Cold War, you're talking to somebody who doesn't know what he's talking about. Kennedy did so much and made so much progress towards ending the Cold War that those Cold Warriors who were in our government had to kill him in order to keep the Cold War going.
What changes in policy can you point to that occurred after his assassination, where we might see a turnabout from earlier Kennedy policies to the new Johnson policies?
There were a series of them, but the most immediate one occurred within 72 hours after his assassination. His successor, Lyndon Johnson, who was a closet Cold Warrior all the time, and who in the Senate was known as the Senator from the Pentagon because of his war-oriented philosophy, within 72 hours of John Kennedy's death, right after the eulogy in the rotunda, Lyndon Johnson crossed over to the old office building and met with the ambassador to South Vietnam, Henry Lodge, and said, in effect, you can go back and tell the Vietnamese now that we're going to back them all the way. In other words, what he was doing within 72 hours, no position papers, no 6 weeks, 2 months studies by the military and intelligence, within a few days, he was meeting with Lodge and telling him, we are changing the policy in the Far East 180 degrees. He reversed Kennedy's policy, and sure enough, in 18 months, he was pouring 500,000 American soldiers in there, an expeditionary force, with no reason. We were not even invited by South. We weren't wanted by South Vietnam. And of course, the result, as you know, was not only did we lose 55,000 fine young men, died, murdered by our own government, in a sense, but we got in a war which was not supported by the people.